Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture, where we go inside behind the headlines and how ag news affects your business on the farm. Yesterday, President Trump lashed out on China's decision to stop buying American soybeans as a retaliatory measure against U.S. tariffs imposed in April. He threatened potential termination of cooking oil trade with China. Writing on Truth Social, the president said, quote, "I believe that China purposefully not buying our soybeans and causing difficulty for our soybean farmers is an economically hostile act. We are considering terminating business with China having to do with cooking oil and other elements of trade as retribution. We can easily produce cooking oil ourselves. We don't need to purchase it from China." Up to half of U.S. soybeans have been purchased by China, but this year they've been buying soybeans from Brazil and Argentina since spring. Last Friday, Trump suggested he may not meet Chinese President Xi Jinping as part of an upcoming trip to South Korea. Sunday, President Trump posted on Truth Social saying, "It'll all be fine." But later Sunday, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent confirmed the meeting between President Trump and China's leader is back on.
He will be meeting with Party Chair Xi in Korea. There has been substantial communication over the weekend.
He's got things that he wants to discuss with me, and I have things that I want to discuss with him, and one of the things is soybeans.
The Treasury Secretary sounded a note of optimism.
I am optimistic that this can be de-escalated.
Bessent says talks with Beijing are continuing. Trump could choose not to impose new tariffs on China, but the Treasury Secretary says all options are on the table to discourage Chinese export controls. A BNSF grain train is derailed near Scotland, South Dakota, disrupted operations on its main track. Railroad said there were no reported injuries to the crew. There was no hazmat involved. A team is on site working to clear the incident as quickly and safely as possible. The cause of the incident under investigation. Well, here's a holiday you may not have celebrated. The Fertilizer Institute pointed out that yesterday was Global Fertilizer Day, an annual event recognized around the world by the fertilizer industry in an effort to educate people about the importance of fertilizer. The day highlights the industry's contributions to feeding both the global population and the global economy, and helps encourage students to explore the many fulfilling career paths available to them within the industry. Fertilizer Institute President and CEO Corey Rosenbusch says, "We feed the world sustainably and safely." This year's celebration featured a record-setting year for student engagement, 200 fertilizer fun boxes provided to classrooms across the country. This is Inside Agriculture, taking a break for the Wednesday morning markets.